Brain injuries in the United States are vastly underestimated. Evidence continues to accumulate that the frequency of concussions sustained by adults in the United States is vastly underestimated. In the most recent study conducted by Centers for Disease Control researchers, 27% of adults reported having a concussion in their lifetime, but only half were evaluated for their last concussion by a healthcare provider. The study can be found in the most recent issue of the Journal of Head Trauma, September 2022, and is entitled Concussion: Evaluation Patterns Among U.S. Adults. The full citation can be found in the notes accompanying this video. The true incidence and prevalence of concussions remains unknown, since many individuals who have sustained a concussion may receive no medical evaluation. Why is this important? Because examination by a healthcare professional may prevent or mitigate long-term consequences, including the post-concussion syndrome. Examination and reporting will also provide public health officials a better understanding of the prevalence of concussion within the population and the burden this injury has upon the individual and upon society. Failing to obtain a diagnosis and treatment after a suspected concussion can prolong recovery and can place an individual at increased risk of a subsequent concussion before the first one resolves. The researchers found that the highest rate of underreported concussions were in individuals who sustained slips, trips, or falls, followed by injuries that took place among bicyclists and being struck by or against an object. A misunderstanding of concussion symptoms, researchers believe, leads to the mistaken conclusion by individuals that their concussion was not serious, or a lack of understanding that even that they sustained a concussion. But remember, a concussion is a brain injury. Current data on concussion prevalence is solely based upon emergency department visits and hospitalizations. This study adds further evidence to the limitations in data collection and the vast underreporting of concussions in the United States. Concussions and brain injury in all aspects of society, including sports, the military, in domestic violence, and in prison and the homeless populations, as well as the elderly, reaffirm the fact that brain injury has reached epidemic levels and is a public health crisis. More focus needs to be placed on information and programs to encourage individuals who have sustained a concussion to obtain a medical evaluation. And efforts also need to be made to improve access to care. Thanks for joining me this week, and I look forward to meeting with you again next week on a new edition of the Brain Injury Insider.